I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Mohammed Hegazi grabbed the world's attention years ago when he asked to be legally identified as a Christian in Egypt. And since then, he's paid for it. Years of beatings, torture, and imprisonment. And it grieves us to learn now that he recently announced his return to Islam. While Hegazi's story is extreme, it highlights the struggle that Egyptian Christians face on a societal and political front. We spoke with Emily Fuentes of Open Doors USA, and she says children in schools, for instance, will face disadvantages in learning and women struggle to get jobs. You know we're going to talk about how we can support believers.
It's really about strengthening Christians and meeting them where they're at, where persecution materializes, to help them stand strong in their faith throughout their life.
Start by praying for the persecuted church of Egypt. And nearly 2 million children are orphaned in Kenya. Kids Alive International works daily to provide stability and sanctuary through their children's homes and schools. But what happens when a child ages out of the traditional orphan care? Ruth Henningham and the Kids Alive team equip teens to make biblically based decisions about relationships, finances, and more. At the core of those decisions is healthy community.
Our children are always encouraged to join a local church. That is one of the major things that we ask of them. We do keep in touch with them. We ask them how they're growing spiritually. When they take on a course, some kind of further education course, one of the requirements is they must attend a local church.
We talk a lot about how we can support. But what does that look like? Well, we can pray, we can give, and we can go. The details can be found at kidsalive.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. If you'd like a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively, get our e-news delivered every morning for free. Just go to missionnews.org to sign up. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.